Good morning. It's always good to see everybody every week. Thank you, and hope to continue to see you. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I'm not looking for one answer. You don't have to say it out loud. But know that even though you're not saying it out loud, God knows what you're being honest. So. Was there a time in the last week, month, maybe longer, that God may have visited you in the form of one of the lesser ones? And how did you respond when that happened? Was it a person that you saw on the street? Maybe someone at work? For your kids out there, it might have been someone at school. In a store. Maybe it was someone in your own family or someone you knew, a friend. How did you respond? God says in Matthew, I just read, he talks about what we do for the least of our brothers. Notice in this day of judgment, when all the nations are before him, he's not talking about the big ones that we always talk about. Murder, adultery, lying. Now those are big. We don't do those either. But what he's talking about is what we did and didn't do for the least of our brothers. Now, when we're talking about mercy, which is what he's hitting on, mercy comes from love. So how did we respond? Did we respond with love or not? When given the opportunities to show mercy and love, what did we do? Now, if you're like me, when you pray, you tend to pray for those areas that you're weak. For me, that kind of falls around patience and tolerance for people that frustrate me. When I started praying for those more fervently, I noticed that I wasn't getting more patient. I was getting more impatient. I go to my spiritual advisor and I ask him, I said, I don't know what's going on. I'm praying, it's not happening. And he loved me. He said, you're not that smart, right? He goes, when you pray for something, God doesn't give you the miracle of patience and say, ooh, you're patient. He gives you the opportunities to be patient and work for patience. When he asks for a softening in your heart, he doesn't miraculously go, boom, your heart is softened. He gives you the opportunities to work on mercy and love to soften your heart. God's giving us opportunities every day to make sure that we're lining up more on the right than on the left, that we're lining up with the sheep, not the goats. How are we taking those opportunities? Not necessarily every time looking to clothe the naked and feed the hungry and care for the ill. It might be something as simple as helping out someone who's having a hard day. It could be the person on the street, but it could just as easily be that kid in school that everyone thinks is weird and maybe is having a hard day because they have no friends. It can be any number of opportunities that God gives us to show love and mercy. We need to actively recognize those and work on mercy, work on love, so that we can ensure that we're working towards the right side, not the left. If all else fails, always remember love. And I'm going to leave you. Was something that the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians. I'm not sure you've heard this. He said, if I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interest. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoings, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. So faith, hope, and love remain, these three. But the greatest of these is love.